India is in flak, with eggs on its face after its cowardly misadventure on Pakistan. The white flags raised by Indian troops are a testimony to their surrender before an impregnable Pakistan defense. The balance sheet of New Delhi's hegemonic construed aggression on the night of May 6 is downing of its 5 aircraft in a drone by Pakistan and destruction of a brigade headquarters and several checkposts along the line of control. Moreover, its so-called diplomatic fanfare had to lick the dust as American President Donald Trump termed India's actions a shame, and China and the United Nations called for restraint. Operation Sindoor, an outcome of mythologically driven, war-frenzy minds at work in Delhi under a Hindutva dispensation apparently running out of political currency, is endangering regional peace and security. India, in its obsession to take on Pakistan, did not even care for civil aviation protocols, as more than 57 international flights passing through Pakistani airspace at the time of incident were in danger. It is another blatant violation of international norms, after unilateral suspension of the Indus Water Treaty, blocking of water from Chenab River into Pakistan, and flying of sorties on Pakistan's 6 sites, including in Sialkot, Bahawalpur, Chakrgarh, Mauridkai, Kotli and Azad Jammu and Kashmir. The Indian action led to civilian casualties in Pakistan, 26 slain and 46 injured, apart from destruction of infrastructure that also includes a mosque and schools. Moreover, there are also reports of India targeting Nausri Dam, part of the Neelam-Jhelum hydropower project, which could have grave geological implications. The National Security Council, NSC, that met on Wednesday has authorized the armed forces to undertake corresponding actions in response to Indian airstrikes that targeted multiple civilian areas. The top civil military body has also urged global powers to hold India accountable for what it described as a deliberate escalation with potential regional consequences. With Pakistan reserving the right to respond under Article 51 of the UN Charter, which affirms a member state's right to self-defense, it's time for India to keep its fingers crossed. Islamabad has proved that its military strategy was one of defense and not provocation. Likewise, its conventional superiority was established beyond any doubt as it kept its cool amidst India's embarrassing meltdown within hours. The aftermath of India's escapade is that its top security echelons are wandering in darkness. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval went on record saying it has no intention to escalate, as Delhi undertook painful debriefings with the US, the UK, Saudi Arabia, Japan, Russia, and France. This is the time for the international community to make India accountable for its repeated belligerent episodes against Pakistan. It is a given that Delhi has not acted responsibly as an emerging world power.